Today, on the Southern California Real Estate Report, the housing market will remain competitive. Stay tuned.
Happy New Year. Welcome to the Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. First podcast of the year. First podcast of 2021.
And we are busy, and we're starting this new year off on probably a pretty good foot over in this office, which is, I think, more than some people can say. So
yeah, we feel really fortunate. We are starting the year off with some exciting news. We're picking up a pretty big management portfolio, so that's exciting. It looks like rent growth is starting to return to the market, so hopefully, you know, vaccines start to kind of roll out and we get back to normal. So people that hear our podcast from maybe different parts of the country have not been in California or have not traveled. California has been really weird over this pandemic in the sense that it's been pretty shut down on – you know, a lot of levels. So from a retail level and restaurants and, you know, a lot of the day-to-day activity is pretty limited here, just due to our population and due to what the governor's plan has been thus far. So it feels like, though, as we're coming into the new year, that hopefully things will start swinging back the other way. And I think there's some optimism on what's going to happen with the vaccine. So it kind of puts us back into the real estate discussion, and we're kind of focusing more on real estate related news and news that's local to San Diego. San Diego last year, as a recap, had what a great year, right? I mean, even though it was a horrible pandemic year, there's a lot of good things going on from a standpoint of new developments and new housing opportunities. You know, Mission Valley is very hot. North County, Vista, those areas are pretty hot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, downtown for the new biotech and the commercial buildings that are going to be built is very hot.
We're
looking pretty good.
Which brings us to kind of the downside, which is
housing. It always centers around housing, right?
Exactly.
And our big problem right now is that, you know, so for builders to come to San Diego and build new construction, they need lots to build on. And this report is saying that, once again, San Diego doesn't have enough available lots. So there's a big shortage of lots, which on one side, as a real estate owner, you're like, well, there you go. Values are going to continue to increase. Rents are probably going to continue to rise, especially if all of this new construction and this new job growth is going to occur here. So,
we're very locked.
Yeah.
San Diego, I mean, I think other parts of the country experience this as well, but we are bordered by Camp Pendleton in Mexico and an ocean and
yeah.
a mountain.
Yeah, right. So we have exactly. So Camp Pendleton to the north, the ocean to the west, and then, you know, Mexico to the south. And then as you go east here, that leaves, you know, mountainous areas and desert. So, and which aren't always zoned for building and maybe too far away. This report is about core San Diego and city of San Diego. And they're saying that San Diego metropolitan area had the fewest available lots in the nation, according to its quarterly index that assigns values to the number of vacant spaces available for single family homes. So in other words, APN numbers and things like that, everything's spoken for, basically. There's no infill available. It also said that the number of available lots had decreased by 28% in a year as of the third quarter of 2020. So everything that was picked off is getting picked off fast.
Mm-hmm.
The second biggest reduction in the nation was Nashville, and they had the biggest so ours was the second biggest reduction at that 28%. Nashville had the biggest drop of 30%. So Nashville's available inventory too. So Nashville's on fire for new building. So is San Diego, right?
Right.
And there's been a lot of things that have been combined too. So they're taking lots in certain areas. You know, let's say like around, you know, Qualcomm and in Mission Valley, you know, whatever was available is now being spoken for by those builders. So You know, again, that takes away from inventory. So it said that lot inventory is extremely tight in San Diego, and topography challenges make it hard to replace. Builders pay more for land. Consumers should expect to pay more for houses, right? So, you know, higher land cost equates to higher land or higher consumer pricing and higher prices for real estate. So we're probably going to see some increase in real estate pricing over, you know, for sure over the next 2 and 3 years here in San Diego. And certainly core San Diego is going to rise fast.
Yeah, And, I mean, you're right. It's a good thing, and it's also kind of a scary thing. You know, we have a lot of job growth, luckily, here in San Diego. Or at least, you know, it appears to be, because there's a lot of, you know, talk about biotech and just tech in general. And, you know, we've got, obviously, we have really good weather that attracts a lot of people. So it's an interesting dilemma, because what does it mean for people that are, you know, being priced out of this market?
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, is that, you know, one of the negatives is with this type of information is that, you know, to have a healthy economy and a healthy market, you and I were talking offline, you want to have balance, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the state is mandating that we're supposed to have new housing. Now they're saying that that the region state certified housing plan called a housing element shows just how far behind construction is. It said the plan for the 2012 to 2020 shows San Diego County fell short by more than 35,000 housing units based on what it told the state was needed. So the state came to San Diego and said, you need this. And they're like, we're short by 35,000. So that's a lot to overcome. And then the other thing is, from a standpoint of the index rating that goes with the vacant lots that are zoned for housing, San Diego County had about 1,137 vacant spots in the third quarter, compared to 1,728 at the same time in 2019 and 1,997 in 2018. So our available lots are shrinking. Even through the pandemic, shrinked a lot. So construction still continue to go. Now, the other interesting thing about this, too, is that construction activity, because of the pandemic, was kind of at an all-time low. So, you know, once construction fires up in the spring and summer and into next year, you're probably going to see this number just shrink by quite a bit. And so it's going to be interesting. We'll track what the new construction is and what happens with that absorption. One of the things that, you know, you hear this data, but you also don't think about what's the migration out of the city and what's the immigration into the city, right? For some of these new employees and employers. And, you know, there's a big, you know, exodus out of Los Angeles and San Francisco right now. So San Diego is picking up some of that. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how things balance out once we get back into a more regular, you know,
lifestyle.
Yeah. And just a regular, like, economic year, too. You know,
yeah, exactly. You know, and we're really hoping for a regular economic year.
Yeah, I think the other big thing is too is paying attention to the downtown market. I still think the downtown market is the market to kind of gauge some of the health of San Diego on, and that is because there's a lot of inventory and a lot of apartment inventory and things like that. And then you look at Mission Valley; those two areas are going to have just a ton of units to absorb. So if those go fairly quickly, then you know, it could really put some pressure on this market.
Yeah, you know, it's been such an interesting, you know, 9 months.
Yeah. To say the least.
Right. Yeah, exactly, to say the least. You know, and people's needs have changed, and what they're looking for has changed, and you know, a lot of those Mission Valley and downtown units are very nice, and if they're offering any concessions right now, they could be pretty attractive to people. So, you know, it's interesting to see how this is going to keep playing out.
Yeah, we looked at some new construction earlier in the week up in Oceanside for a gentleman who's an investor, and it's interesting to see that even prior to the pandemic, there's more thought going into new construction of having bonus rooms and things like that that you can convert possibly into maybe a bedroom or an office or things like that.
Right.
I think that's going to be now just the standard. that there's always going to be a new extra kind of room for that. We'll see what happens with corporate America and how this, you know, takes going forward as far as, you know, having your workers kind of spread out and working from different locations and you know, how often they do need to check into the mothership, or does the office market still shrink? I think that's yet to be understood at this point. It's also interesting, and maybe we'll have some data on this later, but some of the co-working space, too, is starting to feel some real pressure right now from lenders and investors. I just read about a smaller co-working company, not as large as WeWork, that's getting a lot of pressure right now that they may, you know, they may end up having to fold. So that's going to be interesting, too. And you know, when you look at data like this, and they're talking about single family, our inventory and for what it takes to get a permit here and that sort of thing, kind of what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Right now. So there's not a whole lot of options for new stuff. So that tells me that land prices are going to continue to go up even more, which, again, it creates this disconnect in our affordable housing equation, right? So if the land prices get too high, it's like, well, you're not going to be able to – a builder's not going to turn a profit unless he builds an $800,000 house on that lot, you know?
Yeah.
And there you go. That keeps out a lot of people from, again, it, the affordability factor becomes a big problem for single family again. So
exactly. And single family in San Diego is it's really just not affordable anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
it's tough.
It's really tough.
Yeah, it is. It's tough.
So it's a dilemma. It's one of those things where, especially when I think people are looking for space.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's interesting too, because, you know, post 2008 and the Great Recession, the real estate inventory and what was considered a healthy market usually was, you know, somewhere around 6 months of inventory or more. And now we've been operating in a world of, you know, 3 months of inventory and sometimes less for like ever. So that's just going to continue to probably get worse become more of a problem if people continue to work at home, because, you know, if people have what they want, there's going to be a lot of construction and remodeling going on, but probably not a lot of buying and selling because there's nowhere for people to go. So you're going to see additions and add-ons and ADUs, and that's going to be the thing.
And that affects the health of the housing market, because you want people moving, ideally, every 3 to 5 years. You want them to upgrade or downgrade or do something different.
Real estate needs movement in order to have value stay stable and, you know, continue to go. And it's very good for the economic side of the market for jobs and job creation and things like that. You know, when large companies are looking to relocate, they're going to factor in housing for their workers. And if it's just not possible, you know, they're going to pass.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
and
a good
go to
point
places
too.
Where it's better. So we'll keep watching this. This is always interesting. We're going to have a great year this year. We're looking forward to you know, providing as much data as we can about the San Diego market. And welcome to a new, hopefully a new year of more activity and less staying at home and waiting for this thing to pass.
I agree.
Yeah. Thanks for listening today.